You say, well, Tony, how do I know when someone's in pain? I don't want to say it's easy, but here are the things to listen for. Listen to the things they say. They're going to start to say things like, I'm embarrassed, I'm frustrated, I'm very concerned, I'm mad, I'm aggravated. They're going to begin to use emotional words. Focus on the way they look. Their facial expressions will begin to show pain. They'll start to rub their forehead. Okay? They'll start to look like they're in anguish. The way they say things, their speech will become more animated, emphatic, and dramatic. They will change their voice. If you're in an interview, and the modality, and the volume, and the rate of speed, and the pitch at which somebody is talking to you never changes through this entire sales call, you don't have any pain. They will change. And their physiology. Be aware of sudden movement and changes in position. Typically, someone who is in pain will start to move forward in their chair and start to move their arms around and start to shake their head and express themselves in a different way physically. Well, we've talked about a lot of information. You know, what's the key to motivation? What types of techniques and things should we say? What types of questions? You know, the technique of questions like who, what, when, how, and why. But those questions alone aren't enough to elicit the pain that you're looking for. Sooner or later, you're going to have a series of tools in your toolbox, your question toolbox, relative to the product and service that you're providing. And in what you're going to have to do is get very good at identifying the right questions and becoming masterful at delivering those questions to look for that pain.